It must be Thirsty Thursday, because Food for Thought is about to pour you a liquid lunch with MHP Untapped. Hang out with us while we talk with brewers and beer movers and shakers, discuss New Hampshire beer culture and events, and answer calls to our studio live at 866-823-1077.
Love that. Love that. Love that promo. We were just talking about we need to get a promo for Donna's Delights.
Well, I'm more than happy to put you together with Tony Wolf, who does all my voiceover work. He's out of Florida, but he's done all his stuff remotely for me. He's done at least three different voiceovers for me and a couple of other friends, and he has great work. So I'm more than happy to connect you.
And she's in New Jersey, so they'd be able to do that?
Oh, yeah. He did this voiceover from Florida for me. I just sent him the musical track, which a friend of mine had written, and a script, and he sent me a couple of different versions. I told him which one I liked, and he sent it to me as a WAV file.
Cool. Oh, cool. I will mention that to Donna, and I'll be in touch if she's interested. So that was MHP, Michael Helpley Pierce of The Tap Handle Show. You can check him out on the web at thetaphandleshow.com. And you brought with you a friend today.
I brought a friend.
We've been leaving everybody in suspense. We've been giving them little tips because it's so different and unique.
It's a special friend. It's different. It's different.
Hello. Why don't you introduce your guest?
I have Sean Hopkins from Lobster Q.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Sean.
How you doing?
So, Lobster Q.
Lobster Q, yeah.
It sounds like such a neat concept.
Seafood and barbecue all in the same place.
And beer.
Who would have thunk it?
I did.
So tell us a little bit about it.
Okay.
Or a lot about it.
Seafood barbecue in Hampstead, coming up on 6 years now.
6 years?
6 years in a strip mall. It's a little tiny place. You wouldn't believe it. It's 55 seats inside. We got 10 seats at the bar, but we call it dinner and a show because every single night there's something going on that you wouldn't believe. I'm always stunned. I feel so privileged that I go in and I get to be entertained by everybody coming into the restaurant.
Isn't it fun?
Oh, yeah. It's a blast.
Mine's 24/7, so you can imagine that at bar rush time.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've been very popular those last couple weeks.
Yeah. It's been fun. But Lobster Q. So what might we find walking in the front door? Like, I've never been there, so walk me through and tell me what I might see.
Well, six nights a week, you're going to see me. I'm up at the front, and the bar's right out front, so I get to see everybody coming in and everybody going out. I love that because you know better than anybody that if somebody's walking out, how was everything? Fine.
He's used to the Tap Handle Show. We don't have the FCC.
It's not fine. Nothing's fine. You know what I mean? I'm too polite to tell you what I think. So I like to learn, right? But most of the time we're just got people gushing. I'm going to come back. I got to try your peanut butter and jelly hot wings. I got to try the burger bomb.
Peanut butter and jelly hot wings?
Peanut butter and jelly hot wings. Yeah, they're fabulous.
Wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Peanut butter. Jelly hot wings.
Hi, hi, hi.
Peanut butter jelly hot wings.
Sing it with me now.
Yeah.
Did you guys plan that?
No.
Get out.
He did say dinner in a show.
Yeah. I feel like we're Garth and Kath.
Me and Sean, we're just like peas and carrots again.
Us like peas and carrots. I got carrots coming right up from the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we don't take ourselves too seriously. I mean, I want you to get your fingers dirty. I want sauce on your face. I want you to mix it up. We do great things. We dress up haddock. You can get fried clams and ribs on the same plate. We do a sandwich called the lobster pig.
Ooh.
And what is that?
So lobster with pork.
Yeah. So I have a terrible habit. A lot of people make a recipe, and then they taste the recipe and go, oh, this is quite arid, so we're going to call this the Queen's Attic or something like that. What I tend to do is come up with a name and then think, oh, hey, up there, how you doing? I don't know if you guys know this, but we're in sort of this.
It's like a people aquarium.
I like that. Better really than a live cool. audience, it's a people aquarium. We're like in this
people
glass
aquarium.
Bowl.
I love it.
And we can wave at the people.
Who's going to feed us? So anyway, I have this habit of coming
Bubbles.
Up with the name of a dish and then trying to figure out what the dish is. And it's kind of a weird marketing thing, right? Because you can come up with a great dish and have a tough time finding a name. But if you come up with a great name, even though it's a tough time finding the dish, when it comes together, it's all great. So the lobster pig, we had had a number, probably took me 2.5 years to come up with the dish. And my wife was always like, well, you know what you should do? You should just put bacon on a lobster roll and call it a lobster pig. And that, I love bacon. That kind of made sense. But it's kind of simple. So honest to God, I was down doing the Phantom Gourmet radio show. And I was just getting ready for my turn, and I'm like, oh, I got it! And I grabbed paper, and I sat down on the floor, and I wrote out the recipe for the lobster pig. And I called my wife, and the conversation goes like this. It goes, honey, I got the lobster pig.
Okay, cool. What is it?
She sounds like Cartman, I guess. I said, all right.
Cartman.
We're going to take a toasted roll, right? Like a bulky roll. We're going to toast it up. And then we're going to put down a mess of our homemade smoky pulled pork. Then on top of that, we're going to put a thwack of the homemade coleslaw.
Thwack.
A thwack. And then we're going to... Michael Opti Paris, MHP with a thwack sound effect. One, two, three. There you go.
So value-added radio, folks. Value-added radio.
So, pulled pork, thwack of coleslaw, which we make. We make everything. And then we put down lobster salad on top of that. Okay? A little drizzle of apple slather barbecue sauce, a little sweet, a little smoky, ties the pork and the lobster together, and a little bit of lettuce and top the thing. And you got it. The thing is, you gotta grip it and flip it to eat it because it eats better upside down. And you got this whole, like, different tastes and textures and temperatures, which you wouldn't even think about. Different temperatures going in your mouth. It's going to be awesome. And my wife goes, don't do that. And I'm like, but I'm going to be on MBR TV Cook's Corner tomorrow. I got to do something fun. So we did it. And you know what? Before I was even off the air, we had 35 new likes on our Facebook page.
I bet.
And people were calling to come get the lobster pig. And people that come in and get it. Margo Phelps.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My homegirl.
She's the first person to try this sandwich. And I go over, Margo, how'd you like the lobster pig? She goes, oh, my God, that should be illegal.
I can see her face.
And so, honest to God, she comes back 2 weeks later. And she's sitting at the bar. And she goes, Sean, I know you've been working on the menu. I have an idea for your menu. Margo, what is your idea? Get rid of it. Oh, but Margo, if we get rid of the menu, what are the people going to eat? She says, well, here's what you do. You offer only the lobster pig, as an all-you-can-eat special comes with sweatpants. I can see how that would work.
She's been working at dying way too long.
That actually, it really.
And while he was explaining it, his hands were this big, and I know nobody could see it.
Radio hands.
It wasn't like, you know, holding a sandwich like the way down here. It was like big, wide open hands. So this thing
like
must be gigantic.
It is substantial. It's very, very tasty. But just kind of one of the unique things that we do there. You know, the peanut butter jelly wings, the lobster pig, the barnyard burger of horror. Barnyard Burger of Horror.
Okay.
Do tell.
Barnyard Burger.
All right. Barnyard Burger.
Barnyard Burger Horror. Barnyard.
All right. So near as I can tell, the Barnyard Burger of Horror is exactly the thing that got me kicked off of WMUR TV's Cook's Corner.
Uh-oh.
I apparently am not allowed back on Cook's Corner anymore. Here's what.
He says proudly.
Oh, jeez. I was going to do like a shrimp scampi flatbread pizza for the show. And 2 days before it, I'm like, Halloween's coming up. It's live TV. I got to do something better. So I started working on the Barnyard Burger of Horror. Halloween. So I decide I'm going to dress up. So I put on Dracula makeup. Oh, and I got fangs that look really good, not the cheap little plastic ones. And I put makeup on. I looked like Robert Downey Jr. And I show up at the studio, and I'm getting ready to do the show. And I'm backstage with Sam Benatar, and I hear, and he goes, yeah, he's in costume. Hey, Sean, who are you going to be? I go, Robert Downey Jr. He goes, you can't do that. So I finished setting up the burger, and I put on the costume, and I waited for McDonald. McDonald comes out, and I say, all right, the Barnyard Burger of Horror. So he introduces me, and then I decide to do the whole thing in, like, a Dracula accent. Hello, McDonald. Today for you, we will prepare the Barnyard Burger of Horror. And he's looking at me. I
think you need to go into acting,
right?
We got the horror piece on the look on his face, though, right?
We started building it. I'm like, a half-pound Black Angus patty of beefy goodness topped with a blanket of cheese and seat belts of porky bacon. And then you start building the layers, right? More bacon, pulled pork. We're just going to, and he's like, what are you, I'm like, are you horrified yet, McDonald's? And here's some sassy sauce as red as your blood.
Oh, my God.
And that's when they went to the technical difficulties screen and escorted him out of the studio, oh right?
Then we top it with a pretzel roll, right? More seatbelts and bacon. Top it with a pretzel roll. I take a knife and I go, and then we stab through the heart and top it with these with onion rings, deep-fried golden angel halos. Are you horrified now, McDonald? Oh, my.
I'm like horrified listening to him right now.
Oh, you should see it on a plate too. My gosh. Oh my goodness. People come in like after that show, again, a bunch of likes on the Facebook page, which is really cool. And then people are coming in and they're calling up asking for the Barnyard Burger, which the kitchen hates to do because it's three sandwiches every time you're doing it. And then they split it. They end up splitting it. Get the peanut butter and jelly wings and split the Barnyard Burger. Oh my gosh.
Now we know why it's dinner and a show.
Dinner and a
show. Yeah, I can see
I want to go just for that. So you didn't tell us about the peanut butter and jelly wings.
Oh, all right.
What are those?
All right. So they're peanut butter and jelly wings, but they're hot too. So I am a wings guy and I go out and I know you're a wings guy, Carol.
A wings gal. So is my husband.
Okay. Awesome. So if you feel like I do, and help me out, I feel like when I go out, I have to try them, but I know that 90% of the time, they're going to suck.
We're disappointed a lot.
Right. And we have a phrase at Lobster Q. In fact, we made t-shirts. Lobster Q doesn't suck. And the wings are a part of that, right? So I hate when you go out and they're tiny and they're broken bones and 30% of them are mangled.
Rubbery skin.
Ugh, you're eating them like uncomfortably and careful, and it's just no good. So what we decided to do is take a way different approach. We buy the jumbo wings whole. We hand cut them so you don't get the broken bones, right? Then we season them and we smoke them.
Mm.
2 hours in the smoker. And then we're going to do something that most people don't do, which I think is really, really a very beneficial maneuver. We're going to chill them. We're going to let them rest. It's like with other barbecue, the connective tissue, you want the low and slow heat to break things down, make it tender. So we're going to refrigerate the wing. And there's another benefit to that. Not only does it help us as a restaurant in the process, but then we're going to batter them and we're going to deep fry them. Mm. So if we hadn't chilled them, the meat's going to go way overboard, right? But since we chilled them, what we're doing is we're allowing it to be in there long enough to get a nice crispy crust. Then we're going to sauce them afterwards. We have a nice buffalo sauce. We got a honey sriracha that kicks butt. Mm. But those peanut butter and jelly is what people have these mouthgasms over. They just go crazy. They tell their friends. They tweet it. They put up. Oh, was that one okay?
That was another sound effect.
Oh, okay. I forget. We're just talking.
It's all cool.
It's you and me.
Cool. It's coffee talk. No big whoop.
It's coffee talk, right? So we're just chatting.
For listeners tuning in, you're probably wondering what you are listening to. But you are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. We have MHP in-house, Michael Helpley Pierce of the Tap Handle Show. You can check him out on the web at thetaphandleshow.com. And he brought with him his friend Sean Hopkins. We still haven't gotten to the beer side of Lobster Q. I'm starting to get a little nervous.
There's more.
We are.
If you act now, we'll also include free Facebook likes.
With Sean Hopkins of Lobster Q. Lobster Q Seafood and Barbecue. And it sounds like, I mean, Daryl and I are there this weekend.
Nice. So am I, coincidentally.
I can't wait to go and check this out, but we're going to go on a short break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the beer side of all this.
Yes, indeed. So,
all right. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy, live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And we are having a grand old time here in the studio.
More fun than decent folks need.
We're here with MHP, the Tap Handle Show, Michael Helpley Pierce, and he brought along his friend Sean Hopkins of Lobster Q Seafood and Barbecue. And I'll tell you, listeners out there, if you haven't heard of Lobster Q Seafood and Barbecue, check it out. They have a Facebook page. You know, plug in the search. Lobster Queue came right up for me. Give you all kinds of information. I can't wait to go and check it out. I love how you play with your menu. And, you know, we were talking a little bit before about, you know, you name the menu.
Yep.
And people, you know, same thing at the diner. You know, you put up these funky things. And I was always amazed that people buy them. It's like, oh my gosh, they're actually buying that special.
And you had some great stuff for the last couple of days,
it's
too.
It's cool. Yeah, we did a little funny stuff with the politics. But we usually, you know, we come up with, just like Sean does, and it so makes sense. And it's fun. It's fun to play with the customers and see what they like. And, you know, so.
It's funny because I actually come up with a lot of my beer titles the same way, where something will just occur to me while I'm driving, and they're all really bad music puns. So there's always really bad puns going through my head. And I'll say, oh, that's awesome. Bow Wow Yippee Yo IPA. That needs to manifest. Okay, now I need to figure out what it really is. Now I know what it's called. Let's make it so.
Well, I like Sean's concept of doing it. He does it the opposite of what we do. We'll do it and then name it. But, you know, naming it and then coming up with, you know, it's pretty cool. I can't wait to go and check it out. I really can't. So how is the beer connection here? So obviously Lobster Queue has a bar.
They do. Yeah. And they have, you have four drafts. Is that right? Four draft lines? Six draft lines. But they are always redonkulous beers. So I think the last time I was there, he had two Russian Imperial Stouts on tap out of you know, like 9-10% beers out of six beers. So he does not have American Light Lagers. You always have Hoegaarden, right?
Hoegaarden.
On tap, which is a Belgian wit. But that's probably the closest thing to a light, quote unquote, light beer that he ever has on tap. And he actually collaborates quite often with Martha's Exchange, which is a brew pub in Nashua, and brews a beer there, which some of it ends up on tap at Lobster Queue. And so I was introduced actually by the guy who did the baseline for my intro music for the Tap Handle show. I was an old friend of Sean's and introduced us, and mayhem ensued. You've been on the show at least once. I think you and Greg were on together, right?
Yeah.
That was like a 2-hour episode. That was just.
And I remember one day, Sunday afternoon, I posted a picture. It was just me kind of looking starry eyed off into the distance. And the caption was, "When have you ever said this? No, thank you. I have to drink whiskey in the morning."
Oh, that's right, because you were on the episode where we had the master distiller from Laphroaig.
Laphroaig,
right?
Yeah.
John Campbell. It was a great lad. He called us in from New York City. Could hardly understand a word coming out of his mouth.
But
between the Isla Brogue and the news of the forkless gun in the background, you couldn't hear a word he was saying. So we just kind of look at each other after a brief silence and laughed, just hoping that he'd said something that was funny, because we had
I hope that was a
no
joke.
Clue what he had actually just said.
You know what,
said.
Tracy? I think that we need to request to go on the MHP show, the Tap Handle show.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fun.
We should.
Right?
We know what it's really all about.
We'll make it happen.
And I think we need to have these guys back.
I can fit seven in the studio.
Nice.
Oh, very fun. Oh my
so he's got really cool beers on tap, and he often collaborates with Greg Ouellette from Martha's Exchange, who's the master brewer there. On
Greg,
as well.
Greg's awesome. Martha's has been, 26, 27 years. Greg's been there 12, 13, something like that. Greg and I met in the 90s brewing beer over at Incredibrew, the place in Nashua with Dave and Nancy Williams, where you can go brew your own beer. Yeah. It's super cool. If you're into beer, it's a good way to do it. It's an education.
I've
you get
done it.
Good
it's
beer.
Pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. So then that led to brewing beer, and Greg came over, and we actually broke my stove brewing beer.
That's a great story.
We just kept adding water to this one batch of beer, and I had an electric stove, and we go to take the water off, and the whole burner was collapsed, and the stovetop was glowing orange, and it was warped. Oh, no. Like, whoa! It was scary. So then I had to replace the stove, right? So I had gas water heater, so I ran a gas line over there. So now I got to get a stove, so I decided stainless steel would look good, so I grabbed that. Now the fridge don't match, the hood don't match, so I had to get a new fridge, a new hood, which is great because now I got a beer fridge in the basement. So the batch of beer cost me $8,500. Small price to pay for camaraderie with my buddy Greg.
Good times.
But that led to something really unique, and part of how Michael and I got going together is Greg working at a brew pub, me owning a seafood and barbecue place. We wanted to collaborate on batches of beer. And so the first one we ever did, we brainstormed what would work together. We went back to one of these homebrews that we did where I was going to Incredibrew. I was picking up malt and smoking them on my smoker at home, then going back to Incredibrew to brew it. So I went to Martha's Exchange, picked up 100 pounds of grain, brought it back to Lobster Queue, and I smoked it in our barbecue equipment. Then I put it in my car overnight. And then I slept dreaming of beer. And then I got up and I went down into my car and I opened it up and it smelled like, oh, maple smoked bacon. And I actually took a handful of grain and I snacked on it all the way over to Martha's Exchange to brew the beer.
Do you need a moment?
I do. It was so good. So then we brewed the batch of beer. And coming up with a name, it's a barbecue thing. We decided to call it Low and Slow. And I am very, very proud to say that that 2012 batch of Low and Slow won a bronze medal at the Great International Beer Festival.
That's cool.
Congratulations.
Do you still have it? Is it still around?
It's kind of a secret.
What do you mean?
Well, yes and no. So
they're all right. Stashing. All right. I'm guessing.
Like a secret stash.
Well, it's hard to save it, right? Well, it's not. Yeah, it's secret. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Never mind.
I don't even speak English.
What are you trying to put, like a mind Jedi mind?
I would have liked to have tried it. I mean, since I've met Michael.
This is not the ale you seek.
Since I've met Michael, I've really been getting into, I mean, I can't say that I'm a beer drinker. I do like beer, like on a hot summer day, but I've been, you know, trying it a little bit more and more. And I, you know, we went to Disney and we were in Epcot and we went all around the world and I had like probably three or four different beers from, you know, different parts of the world, which was really cool. And I was thinking of you every sip of the way.
Oh, how sweet. Daryl's like, stop thinking of MHP, would you?
Three or four beers, all the places in the world.
That was cool.
Bunch of beer.
Germany. I did Switzerland. I don't remember. I don't remember the other two.
Well, to answer your question, I don't want to say I was smart enough, but I was disciplined enough somehow to put away batches of each beer, each of the low and slows that we've done. So we've done 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015. So March 31st, a ticketed event, we're going to have Nashville recording artist Tom Dixon come up because he played the original Low and Slow Party. We're going to limit Steve Langtalk to two Low and Slows because they are 8.4%, and we know what happened the first time.
Hey, guy.
And what we're going to do is we're going to have the 2015 totally available. We'll put out a barbecue seafood buffet. And I have saved a little bit of the 2012, 2013, and 2014. So we'll probably do like some little VIP tasting. I haven't figured out how to do it.
Very cool.
MHP's
sure you let me know about it, and I'll put it, you know, on our website and stuff like that.
Absolutely. So,
yeah,
I appreciate
for
that.
For sure, for sure.
And we don't just want to do the same beer all the time. So at the same time, we're going to have the Black Pearl, which is an oyster stout that we did.
That was the one that kind of came out of the conversation that you guys had, you and Greg and I and Tim
exactly.
had on the Tap Handle
the
show.
The birth of that was on the Tap Handle show. We were trying to brainstorm the next collaboration, and we came up with these briny bivalves of the deep. We're 20 pounds of live oysters right in the batch of beer.
Wow.
Yeah. And
cool.
Now,
they were drunk little
different oysters,
so you should see them just swerving, trying to get home.
They died happy.
Like a bad scene from Alice in Wonderland or something.
They got a big beer jacuzzi.
Oysters, little oysters.
They had a good time. And you know what? Here's the cool thing about it. I don't think it tastes like oysters. I don't feel like it tastes like oysters. But somehow with the shells, the brine, there's a minerality, salinity that just, like, even when you smell it, it suggests the essence of the ocean. It's
very
really
cool,
super
man.
Cool. Very smooth. It's a wonderful stout to begin with.
And all these beers you're talking about, can you generally just get them at Lobster Q?
They serve those at Martha's Exchange, but
oh, you said that. Okay.
When Greg has to, Martha's has to sell their beer to make new beer. I get to save beer. So I don't think they have any of the 2012 Low and Slow. I'll have to ask Greg about that. So I was asking Greg, should I do it at a party? He says, you know, you could just bottle them all and save them for yourself, which is a pretty good idea.
Before right. we let you go, I have a question about Lobster Q.
Sure.
Now, not that I wouldn't want to go try all those wonderful, delicious things that you suggested, but if I do want to go there on a regular basis,
yes.
Are there some healthier, smaller dishes to choose from?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of bacon. So
that's a no.
It's pornography.
It's bacon light.
No, we do. Had I known the question was coming, I would show you, but I'll just tell you a little bit. We do some pretty interesting things. We got a lobster salad. Okay. We do grilled shrimp. We do a smaller portion for seniors as well. We do a senior menu. Something that's been really popular lately is, believe it or not, grilled chicken on a salad. And we marinate the chicken. And then when you grill it, it caramelizes and it's tender. And I do it. I do the chicken Caesar salad probably twice a week, which is way better than when it's 1 a.m. and I'm driving home eating oyster crackers and drinking ginger ale. So I like the chicken salad way better than that. We do a lot of baked fish. There's a baked combo. Actually, right on the menu right now for a special is a panko crusted haddock. I'm going to work on a sweet potato crusted haddock.
Mm.
And believe it or not, the sweet potatoes are better for you than regular french fries. They're actually less sugary, which was kind of a surprise to me. And for gluten-free people, you can always bake those. I got a gluten-free beer that actually tastes like beer. I got a gluten-free pasta. It's not that we're a gluten-free place, but you got options like a chocolate fudgy cake for dessert. And I don't know if you know this, but my favorite tequila is also gluten-free. So that's a bonus.
Well, I am very anxious to go and check out Lobster Q. Why don't you let people know your hours and where you're located exactly?
Okay, we are open 7 days a week. Okay, not as often as the Red Arrow Diner, but, but still quite a bit. We open at noon every day. Sunday through Thursday, we're open till 8 o'clock. And on Friday and Saturday, the kitchen is open till 9. People that come in, Mike and Linda, Oyster Girl and Harry Piehole, Bring the Funk, all these people, they know exactly who they are. They will tell you, with me, Sean, barbecuing, bartending, 6 nights a week. The bar often stays open way later than the kitchen.
Okay, cool. MHP, do you have anything you want to add on, anything happening with the tap handle?
We had an episode go live last week. We'll have another episode going live next week. I'm actually sitting down next week to record with the founder of Smutty Nose, who I've been working for a long time to get Peter Eggleston on the show, and he's going to be joined by JT, the Minister of Propaganda. And we're also going to have Oddball Brewing, which is one of the newest breweries in the state from Pembroke. So we'll have one of the oldest and one of the youngest doing back-to-back episodes. And when I return next month, I will have a wealth of information about Litherman's Limited, including tasting events and a grand opening for the tasting room at my brewery.
I can't wait.
Finally. Yeah,
oh my gosh, exciting. Very exciting. Thank you both very much.
I didn't
expect that. And it was pretty cool. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Always good to be here.
Yeah. You are listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back with Shelley Wolcott, Healthy Spice Blend Solutions. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Wow, that was a wild half hour there. That was very fun. And I'm anxious to go and check out Lobster Q Seafood and Barbecue over in Hampstead.
Too. How did I never know?
I know.
It existed.
I'm excited. I'm very excited. But let's welcome on Shelley Wolcott. Hi, Shelley.
Hello.
How have you
Happy
been?
To have you back.
I'm doing great. It's very hard to follow pork and lobster.
I know, right? And beer. pork, lobster, and beer.
Yeah, really. Well,
so you always bring us something good.
Spring is around the corner. I mean, every Friday when I weigh in at Weight Watchers, I call it my restart because it hasn't really been good for me.
Which one do you go to?
I go in Nashua.
Fridays. Okay, I'm going to go to the one in Bedford.
At 9 o'clock, it's a great group of people. And it's the most fun. So I go every week, and I leave there motivated. And I'm great through the weekend when most people are terrible. Then Monday comes. But
you know what? I'm a Monday morning warrior. So on Monday, I'm like, I'm going to go. And then I go, and then Tuesday I get busy, and then I'll do it Wednesday, and then Wednesday I'm busier, and then I come back Monday, and I'm like, I'm a warrior again, I'm going to do it. So
But I've had a really good week. Now, it is only Thursday.
That's good, though.
But I've had a really good week, so it's kept me... It's funny, when I was thinking of what to make, I said, well, you know, I made those, I don't know if you saw the wings five ways that I made for Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
I did.
Man, were they good. You know, kind of got to get away from that. So what I made for you today, they taste better than they sound. Okay.
They look good.
They're roasted chickpeas.
Okay.
But I made you a Cajun variety and a scampi variety, so it's garlicky. So I eat a lot of popcorn. And you know, that's kind of my go-to snack food because it's healthy and it's, you know, it's okay. But man, I get sick of it. And I lost a crown this week chewing on one of the kernels. So I've kind of gotten sick of popcorn a little bit. So I moved on to chickpeas. Okay. The entire can of them has like 200 calories.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And the spices have no calories.
Right.
So all I did, I mean,
now,
these, and
is
this
that
is,
amount right there a can?
Yes. You know, what's funny is they do look a little different, don't they? They were both each a whole can.
Really? That's so a whole can of chickpeas?
It is. But they, don't forget, this is kind of a deep, well,
it is.
No, I'm sorry. That's not.
Okay.
I have more here.
Okay.
So these are just my little.
Whoa.
My little
so that's about so a half a can, probably. So that's about 100 calories right there.
Yeah, about 100 calories, which is a pretty decent snack.
Yeah. Yes.
And all you do, I mean, it doesn't get any easier than this, and you know that's my theme. So you open up a can of chickpeas, okay? So that's not hard, okay? You dump the water out of it. I rinse them off and then throw them on paper towels and dry them off, pat it dry, top and bottom. Then I took just a little bit of olive oil. I'm going to say, because I'm not good at measuring things, I'm going to say it was a tablespoon at most, okay, because I've been measuring everything else this week. Put these in a bowl, put the olive oil on, mixed it up, and then I took 2 teaspoons of the blend. So you can go with any spice blend. I just, you know, everything I do is Cajun or garlicky. So these are always my go-tos.
Those would exactly be mine.
Yeah.
And you know, as you can see, I'm munching on them. That is really
pretty good, aren't
Shelley?
They? Yeah, so you throw them in a 400-degree oven for, I'm going to say, 30 to 40 minutes. You got to kind of play with them. I went back after 40 minutes because, I was in our test kitchen. So I was working, and I was doing a million other things at once. So it might not have been exactly 40 minutes. But I took them out, and they weren't crispy enough, so I just stuck them back in. So you have to play with that. And, again, the spice blend, as much or as little as you want. I find starting with a teaspoon always works for everything. But aren't these good?
They are. Really good.
I was nervous about the Cajun ones because, you know, I'm not a huge spicy person.
Well, be
but they
careful
were good.
Because it gets to you in a little bit.
Is that
right?
I went to the garlic ones now, and they're good too.
See, I think the garlic ones are a little stronger than the Cajun right now, but.
Well, you know, they both have just that they're different, unique flavors. They're delicious. I really enjoy
Aren't
this.
Aren't these great?
And listeners, it's so easy. And like you said, you can use any one of your spice blends.
So the recipe's on our Facebook page. Plus you can, you know, anywhere on the internet, you can, if you look up roasted, chickpeas.
Except use the healthy solution spice
except
blends.
Mine uses the perfect spice blends, of course.
It is.
That have no salt
blends.
Or sugar. So
we use them all the time on, we do a lot of Blue Apron and, I will add your spice blends to the Blue Apron stuff. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's nice. Pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I love having them on hand just to throw them into something. We do it all the time.
But I had to, so I'm all about healthy this week. I have a friend flying in this afternoon who, man, we are not good together, but she has a production company and we're going to be videotaping cooking.
Nice.
In our test kitchen. And it makes me laugh because normally, I mean, the reason I look like this is because I eat everything. So you all may be getting calls this week to come on over to eat.
Sign me
because
up.
Because we're really playing with stuff. Plus, our recipes are coming in from the Blogger Recipe Challenge. Oh, man, are they looking good.
That must be so fun.
Oh, I love it.
So
I
some unique
it.
Different ones this year?
They're great. They're great. And every one I look at, I go, oh, my God, I love that. And then I go to the next one, and I go, oh, my God, I love that. So I...
that's so exciting.
I have definitely decided to excuse myself from the judging because I won't be able to make a decision, but they're amazing. And the bloggers are doing 2 and 3 minute videos of how they
that.
Make
yeah,
them.
Which is
so
wonderful.
We're trying to get them up on YouTube as quickly as we can. They coming in pretty fast. So
is the contest still open?
It still is open
until
the end
about
of the
it
month.
If they don't know about
so
it.
So any, we actually have no New Hampshire food bloggers that have entered. So if there are, if you know one, or 2 or 10 or 20, the challenge goes until the end of this month. Now, keep in mind you need to allow yourself a little bit of time because we're going to send you a spice blend for free. You'll get to pick which one you want of the 16 blends, and then you need to create your recipe in a video. But it's only, February, what's today, the 11th?
Yeah,
the 12th,
yeah, it's not
somewhere,
even the middle
somewhere around there.
Yeah. 14th is Sunday, Shelley.
I actually, because we have a Valentine's Day special. I'm so proud of myself for remembering.
What is it?
So anyone who goes and orders through our website and uses the coupon code LOVE, will get 15% off their order.
Cool.
So what's nice about that is if people were not sure that they wanted to try a blend or whatever, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah, definitely. So spiceblends.com, order and put in the coupon code LOVE and you'll get 15% off.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. And you bloggers out there, I mean, I know that there's bloggers in New Hampshire.
Why aren't you?
Do you happen to notice if you, well, I know you probably have a lot of them, but Linda Thompson or Linda Ditch? From out in,
I don't.
Oh yeah, we talked about her last time you were on.
Because I sent her, I emailed her and said you gotta, and because she's cooking all the time.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
In Kansas, she's from Kansas.
Oh, so she might have.
Okay.
Because if I saw New Hampshire, I might actually look at
Kansas.
The town and figure out where they are.
New Hampshire.
She used to be here. Okay. She was the food writer for the Hippo. But she moved to Kansas, and
I'll have to look it up when I get back to the office. That's So it's a really fun time for us right now.
Yeah,
I bet
it is.
A lot going on.
How did Christmas go with the gift packages and stuff?
They were great.
Awesome.
They were great. But as usual, I didn't plan quite the way I should have. So we sold out of our beef rub is our number one seller everywhere. And that was one of the three pack in there. So once those gift packs were gone, we're actually waiting. We're converting over to non-GMO. So we have a spice company that's producing them. Actually, that blend is not non-GMO, but, so we'll have a whole new set coming in. I was hoping they'd be in for Valentine's Day because it's a pretty cool man gift for Valentine's Day, but I'll come up with some other.
Well, yeah, but you know, Father's Day is coming up and, you know, spring, summer.
Oh, that's true.
All that, you know.
That's true.
So I have to say that it's been a few minutes while we've been talking since I've had either one of these little roasted chickpeas that you made for us. And I still have the flavor
definitely,
in my mouth.
Definitely.
It's just kind of like, I feel like.
It's lingering.
Yeah, I feel like I've had a really good snack.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And that kind
really
of snack.
It really seems super healthy, but it is.
That
it
kind
is
of snack
healthy.
Will fill you up, too.
Yeah.
You know, fills you up.
And it's good for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. I mean, it's a bean. Pea. Whatever. I don't know what chickpea falls under.
Bean, right?
I think it's a bean.
Yeah, I think a bean. I think so.
They sit next to my black beans in the can in the cabinet, so.
Last night, we did a Blue Apron last night, and it was a Mexican spice salmon. And I've never cooked black rice before.
Ooh.
Black. Have you ever cooked it before?
No.
They were black. I mean, the water ended up like pitch black, and it was good.
It
was very good.
Did it taste different than regular rice?
Not really. Maybe, you know, maybe a little bolder, you know, but there was so many other stuff mixed into it. Like we had orange in it and avocado, cilantro, lime juice. But yeah, no, it was good. It was very good.
A chickpea is a legume.
Is it?
Oh, there we go.
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
So speaking of avocado, did you know that you can freeze an avocado?
No.
So I saw this on the Food Network, and it works. It's
unpeeled.
Wonderful. No, peeled. What you do is you cut it in half, you take the pit out, and you carve out the inside. Mm-hmm. You can cut it into chunks if you want or leave it whole. You stick it in a little freezer bag, get out all the air, stick it in your freezer. And presto. And I'm taking them. So the people that are coming in from Arizona, so they know good guacamole. So I cannot wait. Katie, if you're listening anywhere in an airport, you are making guacamole tonight. The other thing they said you could freeze was an orange.
Didn't know that.
The whole orange. What else was there?
That's really interesting. Now with the avocado, the thing that I always have the hardest time with avocado is finding ripe ones. You know,
when you want
to cook something like guacamole or something with avocado, you want to do it now. You don't always have an avocado hanging around like you would, you know, other things that you would, you know, carrots or onions or something. And every time I go to the grocery store, they're never rock hard.
They're rock hard. Or I want one that's like just perfectly ripe and they're all too soft.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So that would be so awesome because you could freeze them right to where you like them.
So that's what I did. I had actually found a couple of perfect ones. So I took them home and did that right away because I wanted to test it. So they're still in the freezer. They look fabulous.
That's a good idea.
I'll let you know
get
how they
them
taste
until
tonight.
They're ripe.
Yeah.
Do what Shelly just said and then stick me.
Because I get so irritated. I'm like, I'm going to make something tonight and I have to go to the store and pick all the stuff and I know I need an avocado and they are, they should have like a variety, but they're either all rock hard or all too soft. Rarely in between.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. And they also don't turn brown or green or whatever color they turn in the freezer.
Really?
They're beautiful. They're beautiful.
I used avocados last night. One of my favorite things to eat for a lunch or just a quick dinner is something I came up with called a hummus patty melt.
Ooh.
And actually have used Healthy Solution spice blends on it. You can use whatever you want on it. I use a sandwich thin, like the thin bread.
Yeah.
Put it under the broiler, toast it on each side a little bit. Put actually chickpeas, but hummus, put hummus on it, a little bit of seasoning on top, avocado, and then a slice of provolone, put it back in the oven.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and it's healthy. Bread and cheese and avocado.
That's a great idea with Healthy Solution spice blends.
And you just sprinkle that right over. Delicious. So it's great to have perfect avocado for that.
Yeah. Awesome. That sounds really good.
Thanks for making a snack for us.
Hey,
it was delicious.
Anytime. My pleasure.
Shelly, thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Always fun having you in studio. Check out spiceblends.com. Go to spiceblends.com, order for your Valentine, put in the code LOVE, and you'll get 15% off. Food for Thought is done. Kale and Company is up next, and we'll see everybody next week. Bye, everybody.